On the KSRO live line with us is State Senator Bill Dodd from Napa. Good morning to you, Senator.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Larry.
First, let me ask you, how is Napa's recovery coming along?
You know, I get the daily reports, and they're kind of mirroring what's going on in Sonoma County.
A lot of cleanup?
On the cleanup. I think, going very, very well. I think the state will, the Fed's covering this, the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yes, the Army Corps. Yes, that's okay.
Yeah, they're going to exceed their goals. That was worked out through Cal OES, and I really do think they'll exceed their goals and be done early on the cleanup. So it's going well, and of course, we're still having the generosity.
Yes.
Between Sonoma County and Napa County and all throughout the Bay Area, all throughout the state, is absolutely incredible. I'm holding a fundraiser. I have an annual fundraiser every year in Napa for a different nonprofit. And this year I'm doing it for the Salvation Army for a number of different reasons. But my goodness, we got an anonymous donation of $100,000.
Wow.
Yesterday from somebody in Sonoma County.
Very nice.
This goes on and on. I'm just so overwhelmed and appreciative.
Yeah, there's no break to it, that's for sure. And I know, Larry, you've got a question about the alert system that is in play right now.
So your lawmakers in California are proposing this mandatory wireless emergency alerts. My question is this. Was there a system in place for the mobile wireless emergency alert system and Sonoma and Napa didn't use it, or was there one not in place? And if there was, what would have to happen, like the four horse of the apocalypse, to come to be able to use this system?
Well, certainly the ability to be able to use a system like that was in play. Whether or not counties were prepared to do that, I don't think in Napa County we were. I know Sonoma County, that they're doing an internal investigation on that. I think the idea, though, is that nobody, I mean, I was a county supervisor for 14 years, and I talked to a lot of the people here in emergency services and also people throughout Sonoma County. And, we train. I mean, that's one of our first responders are so incredible. These guys train in the emergency people, all the different entities, cities, counties, everybody, train so much on so many things. Earthquakes, floods, fires, but nobody has ever trained for anything, like this. And I think in this particular case, without pointing fingers or anything else, we need a better system. If we didn't learn anything else, from this horrible disaster, we can do better. And so what this bill would do is to set up standards and to set up mandatory training to go over first response, notifications. That has not been done. And I just applaud Senator McGuire for initiating this and proud to be a co-author of it.
And what's it going to look like, Senator?
Well, what it would do is it would set up statewide standards for, for notification. Obviously, residents deserve timely notifications on these type of things.
But would it cover, for example, would it cover both, cell phones and landlines?
Yes. And the other thing is we're working on, there'll be other bills, and I'll look forward to talking to you on other ones that are coming up, because a number of us are working on bills as we speak, either on early notification, insurance, different things, rebuild type of things. But in this specifically, just requires that each county has a system in place. They have training, and so that when these type of things come up, it's not just the judgment of one person or two people in a community. This has already been discussed. When this type of thing happens, this is what we do. These are protocols. So, we're all human. We make mistakes, unfortunately. In a lot of counties in Northern California, there may have been mistakes made. I'm willing to acknowledge that. But that's then, now is now. We can do better. We will do better.
Well, go ahead,
Larry. No, go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, with these fires raging in Southern California, you guys are going to have lots of continuity, be able to help them through the process as they are just a little bit further behind than we are.
Well, guess what? As a result, it was amazing when the fires broke out in Ventura County. We were in a hearing. Actually, the hearing had just was just over in Ventura County. Excuse me, in Sacramento. And when the Ventura fires were breaking out, and we discussed that, the OES director, Mark Gilarducci, and Ken Pimlott, the CAL FIRE chief, were both in there, testified. We were talking about early warning. And as a result of our fires up here, they did it better than we did.
Yeah.
Because they knew about it, and also the state officials knew about how what the criticisms were up here. And so they said, you have to do this. This is just... We learned a lesson. So as a result of our fires, they actually did better down there.
Well, I'm happy to hear that for them. And I know that that finger pointing is not going to do us any good. But I think we can all agree that that our system of alerts were, you know, badly out of date. And that the ones that could have been used in many cases were not used. And so there are people that are upset about that. Now, understandably, considering the loss of property is certainly the loss of life. But you're right. The best thing we can do is learn from that experience and move forward. And legislation that will put forth those same kinds of protocols so it's not in any one person's hand, I think that's imperative moving forward.
Oh, I do, too. First of all, I agree with you. People do have a right to be frustrated and voice their concerns because that's how we all learn. But it's unbelievable to even down in, I was talking to Senator Hannah Beth Jackson down in Ventura County, who represents Ventura and Santa Barbara. Her hands are full right now.
Yeah.
And she indicated to me that even with this early warning system, that they did it for everybody, that there was a lot of people complaining that they didn't get it. So this wireless technology, we've got to figure out a better way.
Yes,
you know,
we do.
To create a more resilient system that is all opt out.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's so confusing so early this morning.
I know.
But anyway, you know, it's an opt out system. So everybody's in it and they can't get out of it unless they go in and change the settings. We can do it on so many other areas of government. For people to say we can't do that legally is just ridiculous.
And the other thing is, too, that, you know, what we learned here in the North Bay is, guess what? Cell signals are not always going to work. So they can't completely be reliant, you know, on mobile technology. And it's, you know, as you say, it's a big learning experience, but definitely having something set in stone, I think, is going to serve us all if, God forbid, something like this happens again. Senator, good on you, and move forward with this and keep us posted, if you would.
Will do. Pat and Larry, thanks as always for being there and letting people know what's going on.
Happy to do it. That is State Senator Bill Dodd from Napa, working on, with a lot of other lawmakers, including Senator McGuire, working on legislation that would improve the emergency alert system for Sonoma County and, of course, all of California.